the head on your lap. You needed to get up an hour ago, a whole creature choosing again out of every place he could be exactly here. You needed to get up an hour ago. The email still unsent, the errand still undone, and yet here you both still are, his head a small anchor pinning you to the couch like it's a matter of policy. Every time you shift your weight, testing an exit, he presses down a little heavier, a soft, deliberate veto. Devotion, it turns out, can also be a form of gridlock. The lover's reversed asks whether the choice you're making is really a choice anymore, or a habit disguised as one. Loving him and living your life were never supposed to be opposites. Today's task is finding the version where you can gently, kindly, get up and still come right back. What may cross your path? You calculate exactly how slowly you can extract yourself without waking him. A task sits undone in another room while you narrate, out loud, all the reasons it can wait. You feel a flicker of guilt for wanting to move at all. Someone texts, "Where are you?" and the honest answer is pinned. You're allowed to get up. He'll still be there, choosing you again in 5 minutes. Your mantra, loving him doesn't mean I can't also move my legs.